This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two years ago, we reported the research of Pfizer head Mike Yeadon and Craig Partycooper that showed how certain batches of the COVID vaccines were deadly and others were not, and showed how red states in America were sent more deadly batches than blue states. But the masses were not able to face these facts, so they accepted the lies of the MSM. 9 months ago, we reported how the CDC's own data supports the findings of Yeadon and Partycooper. But the masses still chose the comfortable lies over the uncomfortable truth that our governments and medical professionals are murdering us. Last week, the scientist entrusted with New Zealand's vaccine program went public with data that vindicates this as well.
I was involved with building a project, helped with implementing a vaccine payment system for our providers. It's called a pay-per-dose system. So that means that every time someone gets vaccinated, they get a payment for it as a provider. And when I was looking at the data, which is part of my job, I noticed some discrepancies with the dates of death. People dying within a week of being vaccinated. What I did with the data was look at the top 10 batches that had a high death count, a high mortality rate, and I put them on a chart. I counted the number of vaccinated within that batch, and then I found out who was dead.
And this is Pfizer's batch number one. We've had 711 from batch number one vaccinated. 152 of those died, which makes a 21%
death rate, mortality rate. So the top V1 has vaccinated 246 people, 60 of them are no longer with us.
That is nearly 25%.
Nearly one in four that person vaccinated is now dead.
Look at this one. 621 by vaccinator, the third highest vaccinator. 621, 104 people dead. Nearly 17% of the people they jabbed.
Yeah. There are more people dying than ever before. These are the biggest number of deaths we've seen in history.
A member of UK Parliament brought this up in session, but was dismissed.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, it's the vaccines that are causing excess deaths in New Zealand, just like it's the vaccines causing excess deaths in the UK and elsewhere. So can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population? Thank you.
I thank the Honourable Gentleman for raising this question. I think in New Zealand there are over 11 million doses of the COVID vaccine administered. In England it was 100 and in England and Wales it's 150 million, and it's estimated that over 120,000 deaths were prevented by COVID vaccines in England up to the end of September 2021. I disagree with the Honourable Gentleman in what he says about the critical issue of vaccinations. I think they're life-saving. The report which the Honourable Gentleman refers to has been debunked around the world. He fails to mention the part that reads, and I quote, that while an adverse event can occur after vaccination, that does not mean it was caused by the vaccination.
And in the Philippines, the government has voted to launch an investigation into COVID vaccine deaths.
We are shocked to find out that there were 262,000 deaths on 2021 alone. And after that, 2022, nagkaroon pa rin ng 67,000 deaths. And these are all unexplained deaths, no? So there's a motion to conduct an investigation on this issue concerning the 213,984 excess deaths. And this is duly seconded. Any objection? Hearing none, the said motion is now approved.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Another critical report of the future of humanity at Band.Video.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have more incredible information coming out daily around the world of just how deadly these shots were and how they knew they were deadly. But I want to just take you back here to October 2000, FDA official website. And they even had a big working group with the committee. And they said, these are the list of adverse reactions that our experts, and we had experts as well, top people, Mike Edon, the list goes on and on. But this was not Edon advising, it was the FDA, that it's going to cause blood clots, myocarditis, heart attack, strokes, you name it, cancer. The list goes on and on. So when they now try to go, oh, this Navy commander, we're going to relieve him of his job for showing internal memos of a 963% increase in heart failure. Just in the Navy pilots, helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft. I mean, that's just insane. It's official document. The Navy's saying this is happening. It's not like it's even his interpretation. Same thing with the whistleblower. He's just looking at the graphs, checks the names, integrates them into a spreadsheet, and they're dead. The record level. So I opened the phones up on Monday, and we had a big guest coming on. And so we only took like an hour and a half of calls. And it's the same thing today. We got Alex Newman, one of the preeminent experts on the globalists and their current operations, how to stop them. So we're going to take the calls that were left on the board Monday. We called them back. Of like the six people left, three of them answered. Appreciate that. I don't want to leave you on hold. And you're bringing up some nurses, doctors, you name it, calling in. And I want to just take five, six more calls now. So nobody's left at the end of the hour. So just, John, the first five, six calls on the subject of what happened when you took the shot or what happened to your family. Nobody called in and said it was great. People all told the same stories over and over again. Plus, we have the science that shows that's what it does. But I don't need to be a scientist to know, again, if I jump into a pond of starving crocodiles, they're going to eat me. Or if I'm standing there and watch somebody, a homeless person, walk out in traffic and get hit by a cement truck going 70 miles an hour, and I see their body go under the car and shoot out behind it with their intestines all over the road, that person's dead. I don't need to be a pathologist to tell you that. But the pathologist around the world, including the head pathologist in Germany who heads the main society, said 2 years ago we're seeing record blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, turbo cancers. In Germany, again, the main science body over cancer research said, don't take these shots if you're in remission of cancer. It'll turn them on like a light switch. But we all see it. So here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And, of course, the Attorney General of Texas, who they've had under FBI investigation for no reason, for 7 years, 8 years, because the Bushes went targeted. They run the state. They don't anymore. Texas AG Paxton, Pfizer jabs under 1% effective, not 95%, suing them for fraud. And it is fraud. They admit it's not effective at all. In fact, it erases your immune system. But he's saying 1% off their own data. Yeah, 1%. So, let's now go to your phone calls. Patrick says that he's a doctor from New Mexico on COVID injections, or that's what they do. It makes your body create it, spike protein, and to give his take on this. Patrick, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on the conversation you were having on Monday. I'm an active hospital physician and medical director, and I'm seeing all kinds of things. You know, our medical records are pretty comprehensive, so we can see when people have gotten vaccinated. The top thing that I think I've seen, and I keep track of it, I've had people that have had strokes after the jab within 1 week, and no other cardiovascular risk, no family risk, no tobacco risk coming in with strokes. I've had middle-aged people in their 30s coming in after their usual, you know, activities of, let's say, playing basketball or working out with chest pain and having elevated troponins, kind of limited on our evaluation because nobody will pursue myocarditis. We'll do the stress test. It'll be negative. I've seen at the same time in the hospital two patients with what neurology is describing as prion disease, and that's a pretty rare diagnosis, and to have two of them in the hospital at the same time is pretty exceptional.
Hey, doctor, let me just stop you there because I'm no doctor, but I've been on the air for 30 years. I remember Mad Cow in 97, 98. When they would have one human case, it was all over the news, like flying saucers had landed in Central Park because it was so rare, and they would just kill entire herds of sheep and cows that were even connected to a human case of spongiform encephalopathy. And again, these are protein crystals, very, very similar to what the spike protein does, and that's what's actually in the main medical literature. You're obviously a doctor, know more about it than I do, but what you're saying is true. To have two prion diagnoses in the same hospital would normally be international news. Please continue.
Yes, you're exactly right. It's very rare. I think since residency, I've seen one, and that one wasn't confirmed. So to have two where the neurology team is putting that as their first differential is concerning. It's a difficult diagnosis to confirm. There are some labs, but typically it's a postmortem diagnosis or a brain biopsy. So very difficult, but it was the first thing on their differential. So very unusual to have this. We're seeing all kinds of neuropsych issues. I've seen one fulminant hepatic failure after the vaccine in somebody who has no other issues. I've seen some low platelet counts, which you've talked about in the past. So, you know, in light of the vaccine not being effective, it doesn't stop transmission, and the protean risks that we're seeing with it and the side effects, some people need to be criminally reviewed and charged. There's some bad stuff going on.
And, Doc, I want you to keep going here because I can tell you what you're talking about. Dumb it down for us like we're 5 years old, though. You use some technical terms. I study this constantly and barely understood what you were saying. Dumb down some of the diagnoses you mentioned there at the end so we understand what they mean.
Sure. So acute liver failure, you know, that can be from all kinds of causes, whether it's a virus, which we've commonly heard of, hepatitis B or C. Alcohol can cause it and have chronic or even acute hepatitis from alcohol. There's autoimmune. This one seemed to be more of an autoimmune, but none of the typical rheumatology labs to support it came back positive.
By the way, that's the most common thing with mRNA therapies in rats. That's why they never, in 25 years, deployed one, is it would cause the liver failure you're talking about.
And yes, and again, this is in a young lady that had no risk factors, who was post-jab 2 weeks. So, you know, it's hard for me to confirm any of these diagnoses, but the correlation or the time proximity to them coming in and having specific issues is what is alarming to me.
Well, sure. I mean, it's like if a cafeteria suddenly has 100 people get food poisoning, You don't even need a scientist or test to know there was something in the food, but then you would want to do a test and then isolate it. But instead, we're seeing FEMA and others pay people to change death certificates, and they've not been wanting post-mortem. They've not been wanting, like you said, brain biopsies. That's been baked in all over the Western world, the same response. Why would they not want the cause of death investigated, doctor?
I think that there's a strong correlation, and everybody knows they're wrong. The government, the CDC, the FDA pushed a product that they knew wasn't going to stop transmission, and that's in the SEC filing from Pfizer and Moderna, and they now know the risk. They see myocarditis is a common issue. You know, Mr. McCullough or Dr. McCullough has reported on all the papers that he's been involved in and following asymptomatic elevation in heart labs. So it's a serious issue. All-cause mortality is up. So I think they're covering a crime at this point.
I think you're right. So let me ask you this. What are the other physicians and healthcare providers around you saying privately?
Nothing. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. My antenna were up from...
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And everything else, there are a lot of things that vaccines work on. I mean, you can really teach your body how to be something. That's totally true. But they have liability protection since 1986. It's the same all over the world. They do whatever they want. It's all contaminated. And so if they're not even trying to kill you, it's contaminated. I mean, look, tetanus shots, from all my research, are real. You can step on, you know, old rusty, whatever, and it's got tetanus, and you can get sick or die from that. And it's not fun. And my dad was smart. You know, he a physician. He didn't really believe in shots because he said they were contaminated. And a lot of the farmers and ranchers we know, I worked for a large animal event for years, and he'd tell people, give the minimum amount. You got to sell the herd. Don't take them. It makes your herd sick. He also had a small animal clinic. He owned multiple facilities all over, Texas A&M, top of his class guy, bunch of vets working under him, several vets working under him, Jess Adkins. I need to go see Jess. I don't even know if he's still in practice. He was old when I worked for him 35 years ago. Man, been around 36, 37. Man, it's weird getting old. Been working for him since I was 12. Worked for him in the summer when I was 12, 14, 15, and then I got kicked out of school. I know I didn't start the fight. You know, they're like, dude, you put a guy in a coma. I'm not bragging, just trying. You put a guy in a coma for 3 weeks. He's brain damaged now. And doesn't matter if he's 60 pounds bigger than you when he started it. You can't pile drive people into concrete. And so I got kicked out for the whole year. And that was fine. I was sent down there and worked for him for about 9-10 months. But he would just tell people, now, no, man, you don't need rabies shots every year. And you don't need these other shots. And he would tell me, you know, he'd say, yeah, we definitely linked it to some of that syndrome where cats get, like, basically an autoimmune disease like AIDS, and it's vaccine-induced. So I don't need to sit there and even read the literature. I know what people around me said, but one time when I was about 9, there was a building site, and kids love to play in those. They're building a house by our house, and I was running around. I stepped on a nail, and it went all the way through my tennis shoe, all the way through my foot, and barely punctured the top. And my dad said, you've never had any shots, son, but we're going to the pharmacy tomorrow. And he knew the pharmacy next to his dental office. He also owned a little hospital with a couple partners before, so he could get whatever he wanted. He walked in, he goes, he sat there for like 30 minutes with them reading the vials and which company it was. And he was like, all right, this is a risk, but this tetanus shot almost killed his brother. He goes, well, I'm going to give you this tetanus shot. Took me to his dental office. He had some work to do, gave me the tetanus shot. But he was really concerned when my dad gave me that tetanus shot. And that's because what he'd seen, ladies and gentlemen, but it was a cost benefit. He's like, well, you can really get tetanus from this. I remember I even came home with like the board and the rusty nail. Because it was a building site. For some reason, that one was already rusty. I don't know. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to take it. So I'm not here telling you that there isn't some science to vaccines, but not what these people are giving you. And now they've got all these new classes of shots. I say new, it's been around for 30 years. This vaccine cures depression. This vaccine, you know, cures PTSD. And it literally, depending on the type, some are live viruses that attack certain receptors in the brain and destroy receptor sites. I mean, it's a viral lobotomy is the way it's described. I mean, there's all sorts of weird crap. So everybody just thinks now, oh, whatever you inject in me, it's a vaccine. No, it's not attenuated hepatitis. It's not attenuated Danang fever or whatever. It's whatever they've cooked up, whatever gene therapy it is. All right, I'm going to shut up, go to your calls. Julie in Texas, on your family and COVID deaths. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Chris next. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, hey, I had 3 out of 4 parents die because of the shots. And
3 out of 4 parents? You mean grandparents?
No. My parents, my in-laws. So 3 out of 4 of them.
Wow.
From the shots. Yeah. And the most obvious one was last spring was diagnosed with an aggressive leukemia one day and dead 10 days later. That was after he called me a couple months prior to say, hey, I got my fifth shot. So it's, you know, and I would say just as important, I was living in a blue state near a major league military facility. And in my small circles, I saw people dead and maimed from hot shots that they got up on base. So, I mean, it's all around us. It's everywhere.
I have had Army Special Operations, Delta Force guys, you name it, on the air as guests about what they saw on the border in the last couple of years. And every one of them privately pulled me aside and said, listen, I can barely perform now. It devastated me on the first shot or the second shot. And I know some very well-known talk show hosts, and I only say this because it's one of the examples. And this guy is very well-known, and he's got like 10 security people he has to. People always go to his house and stuff. Multiple security guys, Navy SEALs, Army Special Ops, retired guys, it's ruined their lives because they went ahead and took the shots. And that's not a 10 security guys, two of them are messed up. I mean, come on.
It's not coincidence. It's just not. They put the
By the way, these guys had all taken tons of shots in the military.
Yeah.
But they said within days, it was like they'd been run over by a truck. So what happened to your family? Tell us. I'm going to shut up.
Oh, no. What they had as, you know, regular maintenance issues, you know, health-wise, became turbo, you know, death.
Well, yeah, because you already have a problem because your immune system's already having an issue. And the number one thing these shots do is turn the immune system off.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm not the only one, so.
Well, I'm really sorry for you. Did that wake your family up?
No. No, they, you know, in fact, they're one of the younger generation, well, is now dealing with health issues because of it. You can't tell people. You know how this is. You can't tell them.
Well, what's insane is they won't admit what happened to them. I mean, it's so simple. The few times I've had food poisoning, it tasted a little weird. I thought, should I finish this? And then 4 hours, 6 hours later, I'm super sick. And I went, oh, my God. I mean, you even know it while you're eating it most of the time. I remember one time when I was sitting there at the coast, like 8 years old, and my parents were nice to me, but if I didn't eat my food, they got pissed. And I was eating the shrimp, and if I don't like it, it tastes bad. My dad's like, stop being a wimp and eat it, or I'm going to whoop your ass. And then, man, we all got food poisoning. The point is that why can't they see cause and effect? I don't get it.
Because they would have to then admit that they got themselves and their children sick with these things. They'd have to admit it.
And they're in denial. And everything is about denial. See, I know all the bad things I do. I knew the things I do that are wrong. I mean, compared to a lot of people, it's not that bad. But I'm still very guilty, eat too much. I catch myself hating people and thinking horrible thoughts all the time. I go, stop it. Lord, please forgive me. So, you know, most of my sin is internal and is a process. But I'm still, I catch myself having these horrible thoughts. I'm like, stop it. And I have to ask God to, you know, but when something's out in the open, why not admit they're wrong? Why can't they admit they're wrong?
Because then they're responsible. They can't.
Yeah, like all these idiots.
That whole generation thought that the doctors were next to God. I mean, they can't see beyond that.
And the globalists use that confidence in the medical system to absolutely screw everybody over. And all the doctors I knew growing up would work incredible hours, kill themselves working to death, super good men and women, and now it's just destroyed the esprit de corps of that organization. But that's Hitler's first tyranny was carried out with the medical system. So was Lenin's. All right. Thank you so much, Julie. Chris, straight ahead, then Chad, D, Joe, and others. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I was a highwayman. On the coach roads I did ride.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
With sword and pistol by my side.
One of the coolest things about my life in this fight is getting to know Willie Nelson really well. Great guy.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Too bad he's brainwashed with us.
The masters hung me.
Boy, when I was going after George W. Bush in the war, we were good buddies. I've literally swapped spit with that man. Literally, the only man spit I ever had in my mouth is Willie Nelson's. I wasn't spitting in his mouth. He wasn't spitting in mine. But that guy, well, they asked me in my custody battle, all the rest of it, they made a big joke about it. They said, do you smoke marijuana? Because I was getting accused of that. And I said, only when I'm with Joe Rogan. I should have said Willie Nelson, but I hung out with him in a long time. And it's true. You go to do Joe's show or go out to dinner with Joe. He's like, hey, you want to smoke some of this? And his marijuana is always so good, I smoke it because, you know, I know there's different types of it. The one that makes you tired and want to eat, and the one that makes you be able to think. And I don't know why I'm going off on Willie Nelson's story. I'll go back to your serious calls. And I'd smoke pot with Willie every time I was around him. But this one time at his house, we're playing chess. Like I said, he had one of those vapes when those were first been out for a few years called a Volcano. It's got this big ball on the end. And he'd sit there and, like, in the right stuff or something, you know, where they would test the Air Force pilots how long they could suck or how long they could blow. He'd go, for like 45 seconds, you know, and he'd just blow the smoke out for like 30 seconds. I'm like, how the hell are you doing that? He's like, here, it's your turn. It's like dripping with spit. And it's Willie Nelson. She's just like, all right, I'll do it. It's a true story. And but I was so stoned. I was with Jesse Ventura that time. Jesse was so stoned. We left his house up on this mountaintop outside Austin. And we had to pull over for an hour. He couldn't drive. He was with me. Ventura was back before he went nuts. Vaccines are dangerous, Alex. They shouldn't force it. Now he's like, oh, everyone should be made to take it. Really sad for whatever happened to Ventura. But we just sat there for an hour, didn't talk. So fried that I almost called the crew to come get me. We were going to Willie's concert that night. We were going to speak at him, and we did. But I don't know why. I'm telling funny stories. Sorry. They played a Willie Nelson song, made me think about it. Well, I wasn't bragging about it. Just an interesting experience, interesting story. Let's play some more Highwaymen coming up here today. But let's get back to the serious stuff. I'm probably getting into non-serious stuff because it's very hurtful to me to know we're under this. But we have to admit they're killing us so we can stop them killing us. Remember, they're coming after our children. Chris in Kansas, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me back again. You know, I was listening to you earlier, and you were talking about the vaccine side effects. And, you know, I can guarantee you that if you went through and you talked to everybody that took that vaccine that was pressured into it, not a single person could tell you one vaccine side effect because they never got informed consent. They never got the information, so they couldn't give it. And you asked earlier why these people won't just admit what they did was wrong. Because, like Tucker said, they're going to have to live with the consequences then. There will be gallows built in every small town across America, and doctors and nurses will hang. Because that's what happens when you break the Nuremberg Code. And that's the punishment.
Well, I mean, I think if doctors get lied to and put something experimental out, they lose their license if they didn't know. But when they defend it and cover it up, yeah, they're now complicit, which is really sad. And I'm not a vindictive person, but they've killed a lot of innocent people. You know, that they deserve the death penalty.
And when doctors and nurses were given the alternate facts, the truth, and they chose not to look at it and play dumb, that's when they're culpable. Now, if you were duped, I totally understand that. Everybody makes mistakes. But if you've been given the facts, and you still rode that horse, you're culpable. And there are doctors all across the country, and this is known, this is not unique to my area, but there are doctors that were on Facebook and TikTok and all these social media platforms giving weekly PSAs about don't go to your family Thanksgiving or to your family's Christmas. While they, in fact, were actually having parties of their own.
It was all about depressing us worldwide, the same operation, all about isolating us, all about mind control to create a mass psychosis. That came out in documents that the defense departments of the world coordinated with the CIA to run the most hardcore psyop against the population.
Correct, correct. And all of these unknowing, let's say, professional, these medical mercenaries, they knew what they were doing. They knew it was wrong. They didn't know why, but they knew it was wrong. And when they were caught in these lies, they ran like scared rats. I know this for a fact because, again, I'm in the medical field, and I was invited to some of these meetings, and I said, I'm not going because they're either not going to have a mask or I'm going to show up and they're going to tell me I have to put a mask on. Neither one of those options are viable options. And when you call them out in public for it, they become very belligerent.
Very well said, my friend. Thank you. D in Colorado, COVID vaccines, blood clots, health professional. D, what have you witnessed? Thanks for calling.
Yes. So
I've been a therapist for 2 years and had to fight to keep my job, and did get to keep my job through exemption, and went from outpatient therapy to working in the clinics. And just seeing the disconnect between people coming in with blood clots and the providers not making the connections. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. And I can hear the dogs barking in the background. I like it. It gives some good ambiance. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm literally at work at my clinic. I had to come outside to talk freely.
Hey, I love it. I appreciate it, but I'm listening. I'm listening so well I can hear the dogs in the background. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I apologize about the dogs. But
no, don't apologize. I'm just letting you know I'm listening.
Gotcha. And so, you know, I came to wake up in 2020. I automatically connected with you, found you online after I knew everything was stolen. Got woken up. You saved me and my family from taking any shots, started looking into it, and had my fourth child. This child doesn't have any of the shots, whereas my other three do. He's bigger, he's smarter, he's happier than all of them were, even though they're all doing fine. I'm just seeing the cognitive dissonance between all the medical providers. They don't use bears. When people come in with blood clots, they don't make the connections.
It also came out that in New Zealand, which is in the spotlight right now, 11,000 government officials got waivers, including the prime minister. And it's the same all over the world. And the feds made it where it was mandatory for the troops, but not federal workers. I mean, that is just, folks, that's so obvious.
It's sick. And, you know, my dad works for Tyson. Never had a heart problem in his life. They paid him $2,500 to get both shots. 2 years later, he's got a pacemaker. I told him, Dad, they got you. He goes, I know. You warned me. And I said, I did.
Because imagine when he ends up, sorry to say this, they hope he dies early. Actually, he will. Then they don't have to pay him the millions in benefits he was going to get.
Absolutely. That's why they sent it into the nursing homes first. They just cut the Social Security by 75%.
Damn right.
Got a lot more money in our pocket. Yep. And so,
they're not giving hospitals $53,000 to put you on a ventilator because they love you. They want those people dead.
You know, and humor, right? You know this. Humor almost works the best to get through to people. So whenever I say, you know, we're talking about COVID, I said, well, I can't get COVID, Dave. What do you mean? I said, well, I got the shot. It's 100% effective. Nowadays, we just laugh. Just laugh about it, right, in the clinics. And so... I don't know how.
Well, yeah, here's the good news. Less than 3% in the last few months have taken the so-called booster. So the good news is people act like they don't know what's going on, but they do. That is a major signal showing me people aren't buying it. It's the same numbers in Europe, everywhere.
Yep. Yep. And you're to thank for some of that. I'm positive.
Not me. Us. Let me just say this to kiss your ass. It's key. The audience has to get this, that I'm like a piece of hair on the end of the dog's tail. All of us together are the whole dog. Okay? It's us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Could find that video. What the hell was in those videos? If anybody would know, that would be you. I really appreciate all your help. God asked you to do something, and you haven't been doing it because it's very hard, just like it is for me. God asked you to pray on your show. I hope you continue to do that or start to do that again.
Yes, sir. Well, let me boil that down since you raise it. I need to pray more on air, but let's get back to the Bush stuff. It was George W. Bush's dad's funeral, Herbert Walker Bush's funeral, and somebody hands a note, or when they all sit down, the Clintons, the Bushes, all of them, the Obamas, and they all open the note and act really crazy. Try to find it. It's everywhere. It's super viral for years. It's Herbert Walker Bush funeral note. And they open it, and if we don't find it now, we'll put it in post when we put the live show to band-up video later when it's archived so we can add this in. I forget the exact headline to pull it up, but what was in the note? Type in note to attendees of Herbert Walker Bush's funeral. Yeah, here it is. Well, that's a still shot. And so they get it, they read it, yeah, they found the video, and they get really, really, really upset. This isn't an HD video, but I've seen HD, and you can just see them get really pissed, and then they start crying when they read it, and they all act like we don't know where it came from. They all ask, do you know who gave this to him? You can read their lips. It goes on for like 5 minutes. Like, what's this? I don't know. Who did this? I don't know. They start shaking their head, getting more and more pissed. And then Trump's sitting right in front of them. And so the Q people and stuff, you know, read something into this. I don't know. And people love a mystery. People love a mystery that can't be solved. So I don't know. Chad in Minnesota. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Back to one of the previous calls that you had, I believe it was with D. I agree. I think that we're all on the Holy Spirit, and I see the other side as maybe possibly being on some hive mind. It's just so odd. It's so clownish that you just, but what else could it be? But joking, but not joking. I have some testimony in regards to neighbors and just the difference that makes one shudder to think, so to speak. And I think it plays into the game of the info war that they're playing against society. And I know one of the 3% that's up to date on the most current booster. And apparently no issues. So I don't know if that person went through and had all the shots and never was affected. But I don't know of any visible issues. Go to another neighbor, gentleman. I don't know if he's up to date on all the shots. However, starting to have heart issues, having trouble with getting in and actually getting priority for treatment. That's terrible. Then I have, I think one of the, it's the most terrible news, that I've come across, and a neighbor that actually has had the J&J shot and just recently had a stroke. Still alive, thank God, and yet was told that after initially thinking he only had one stroke, they then told him he had four.
Yeah, what it does is it fills your body with clots, and then it goes through, and you have a major brain event. But here's what we know. The AstraZeneca and J&J are both virus vector shots. So they're not technically mRNA. But it's a virus within a virus injected to the cell wall, and the Pentagon came up with all this with decades of research with how they were going to attack us. That's who implemented it. It's just true. And all four shots do the same thing, whether it's the Moderna, Pfizer, mRNA, or whether it is the AstraZeneca, J&J systems, which they admitted very early were causing massive heart attacks and strokes, and they pulled them, you know, less than a year into both. But they both did the same thing. They order your cells to directly make the spike protein. So, yeah, man, the J&J and AstraZeneca, bad, bad. In fact, if I had to say the worst, it goes AstraZeneca, J&J, Moderna, Pfizer. So Pfizer's 90% of the shots worldwide that were given, if you look that up on average, about 89, 91, it varies country to country. And then it's a makeup, the other 10% of those others. But they all do the same damn thing. So they make your body create a deadly spike protein that attacks your DNA at the source and starts accelerating your aging, sterilizing you. And it's a deadly weapon. And depending on your genetics, it kills you different ways. A very loving thing our loving government did to us.
The liberals. And it's, you know, it's right along the lines, the way that I see it, my experience and with these testimonies is that I don't know for sure. I believe what I believe, and I believe that it's exactly what we're talking about. And it's the difficult thing about it is that it's the fog of war. It's the shudder to think. It's speculation. If Congress cared about us, they would get to the bottom of all the deaths and explain it. They would instantly find us the treatments that society needs to reverse it if it is reversible. If transmission is a actual thing, they would get to those answers if they actually.
Well, again, remember, the New World Order wouldn't be doing this, knowing it sheds, even if you don't take the shot, because they all get exemptions. They don't take it themselves if they didn't have a cure or something to mediate it. So we have to reverse engineer that. We know about compounds. We know about supplements. We know about chemicals. We know about glutathione and ivermectin and vitamin D and vitamin C and iodine and a whole bunch of other compounds that are in different herbs that neutralize it and clean it out. The stuff that's in nitric boost, the stuff that's in Vasovites. I've had medical doctors on saying, by the way, that's the stuff but that only mitigates. You know, they've got something that protects them. They've got an outright cure. They wouldn't have done this if they didn't have that little ace in the hole. I appreciate your call. And we need to find out what that is, because we don't have it. Rob Dew looked 20 years older after it almost killed him, and he was an athlete, exercises constantly, and I would say now he looks 5 years older. He has taken hundreds of supplements and breathes, you know, glutathione, everything else, and he'll tell you, I don't know what did it. Because that's what the doctors we talked to, they said, well, we know this does this and this does that. Throw the kitchen sink at yourself. And Rob's like back. I mean, his beard went almost completely gray. Like, most of it came back brown. My dad almost died, has been fried for 2 years. I go over there almost every day. I did it today and force feed him the supplements. And I got him into a medical doctor that agrees with me on all this. They give him all this other stuff. And my dad has bounced back 90% like Rob Dew has. But I mean, my dad for the first year was like a zombie and it was like he had Alzheimer's. And then I made him go to a doctor about 8 months ago and started force feeding him the green drinks in the morning and making him take the iodine. And he jokes like I'm his mother now. My wife's like, why don't you do that yourself? I'm like, well, I did take the iodine. I didn't do a green drink, but you're right. I need to follow my own stuff. But, it's just insane, folks. It's absolutely insane to sit here and take this crap and to watch Fauci and Bill Gates walking around and then to think the Justice Department that goes along with these orders thinks they're safe from the globalist. I don't want to kill anybody at the Justice Department. I'm not calling for offensive attacks. I'm saying I don't want to be murdered. I mean, I'm tired of this. And what's your problem? You're getting hit too. They're not getting some memo of what the cure is. I can't tell you how many I've read it. All the a bunch of judges are dying all over the place. They're not giving their judges the secret sauce. But I'll tell you, Rob Dew is just a comeback story. I mean, he's as good as a shape as he was before it almost killed him. He was down in the high 80s oxygen-wise. So was my dad. My dad was down to 86%. We'd have taken him to a hospital, folks. He'd been dead. And I remember going over there, because he didn't tell me the first week he was sick. Like, where's your dad? I don't even call me. Went over there. Him and my mom are almost dead. Hadn't been out of bed in days. My dad looked like a corpse. I thought he was dead when I got there. Did an oxygen thing, testing. The doctors say, here's the stuff. We're sending it to you. We're sending some other doctors there today. And they're like, you got to get him up. So for a week, I would get in there and just grab him and pick him up. And when he wouldn't walk, because they don't want to lay down, folks, that's what kills you. I would just scream at him. You're going to march. You're going to walk. And I'd walk his ass up and down the block. First few days, he couldn't do it. But that's what it takes, folks. Because the medical doctors told me, they said, you get his ass up and you walk him. It's laying down, kills him. And I hold my mother's ass up, too. She could have died. She's tough as a horse. But never been this sick. Never felt like this. No, it's the New World Order, folks. COVID was definitely a real weapon. But we're going to go to break. Please remember, we cannot fight the New World Order without your help. Plus, we have 400 free shipping right now. X2 is back in stock, limited supply. Turbo Force, my new book, The Great Awakening. Please get a signed book. That's the fundraiser. Or an unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.